Hello, John?
Yeah.
All right, man. Can you hear me now?
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I got you. And just to let you know, man, you called in at the right time. We're live on the air, so we'll just have to get right into it, if that's all right with you.
Okay. Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for calling in this morning, man. We so appreciate that and very honored that you would do that for us.
My pleasure.
And I know for a fact that you have many schedules, so I'm going to be very respectful of your time this morning. I'm not gonna.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've got another one to do in about 15 minutes.
Right. So I'm not going to prolong this out for you. And
okay.
If you don't mind, though, man, I know that you talked to. You've answered probably every question over and over and over, and get asked the same questions over and over. So I'm going to do this a little bit different this morning, if you don't mind. And if there's anything you don't want to talk about, you just feel free to say, Hunter, I'm just not going to answer that for you.
Yeah, let's just wing it. You do what you want to do, and I'll respond to you. How about
that? I love it, man. I love
okay.
it. First of all, I think we might have a mutual friend in common that, and I just want to make sure, you might know this guy, Gene Summers. Brother Gene Summers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He came to our church a while back. He comes regularly and preaches, and he mentioned your name.
Yeah. Don't hold that against him, you know.
No. In fact, it was a great story that he told about it, because you were in service with him one time.
Right, yeah. He guested at our church several years ago. That's where he and I first met, and he talked about being a big country music fan, so... I hooked up with him after the service, and we've had a friendship ever since.
Yeah, and that, I tell you, John, I am looking at over all the awards and everything, and there's plenty. I want to talk more about your Christian faith and everything, of course. But one thing that stood out to me, and I got to say that this is very God-like too, or God's favor. I want to say it this way: your hometown. Versailles, Kentucky. I think I pronounced that right. Right?
You did. Okay. You did.
Yeah. I know there's a street named after you there, but they've honored you so many times in so many ways. And the reason I want to bring that up is because it's rare that a person gets honored so much in their own hometown. Usually that doesn't happen, especially
when
they're living.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's right. I mean, that happened to Christ, of course. So,
right.
But you're right. It is common for that to occur, because you know, people that grow up with you and around you for, you know, ever how long you live in a place, they get used to you, and you know, familiarity sometimes it can you know, make a difference. I love that. However, I've got to tell you, when I go home, and because I've still got property there. And when I walk up and down the street and run into people I knew long ago and still know, you know, there's a sameness to it. I don't want to be put on a pedestal by them. I just want to be, you know, good old John. And so I love that part. It doesn't bother me a bit.
Yeah. I know you've been inducted to the Kentucky Hall of Fame. I didn't know that there was a Kentucky Opry there, if I'm not mistaken. But you're also the first one to get the Lifetime Achievement Award, was it? Or... maybe I got that.
Well,
wrong.
There are two separate things. There's an organization in West Kentucky that did a Lifetime Achievement Award, and they're relatively new. The Kentucky Music Hall of Fame has been around for a while, and it honors anybody from Kentucky who's had success in any kind of music. In other words, it's not just country or bluegrass, but it's also pop. I mean, Rosemary Clooney, for instance, is in the Hall of Fame. Lionel Hampton, who hails from Kentucky, several gospel acts, Dottie Rambo. In fact, she and I went in the Hall of Fame together.
Oh, wow.
The same year. And so I love that about the Hall. It honors different kinds of music, not just country.
Well, I love Kentucky, man. I just want you to know that. We almost put the radio station in Kentucky, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that's a true story. That's a true story.
Yeah.
We were considering moving to Kentucky, and that was one of the places we considered.
Well, it's a great place to be. So is Tennessee. I consider both places home. I moved to Nashville in 1971, to do what you're doing. I was in broadcasting, and that's the only reason I moved to Nashville, is because I got a job at a radio station here.
Right.
And that just worked into being able to turn the hobby of music into a career finally.
Man, that is amazing. I don't think it works that way in Nashville anymore, though, does it?
Well, you know, sure, it's possible. You know, Bobby Bones, of course, headquarters out of here, and he's the most popular syndicated radio guy in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he also appears on the Grand Ole Opry from time to time, and he's going to have a TV show on the new TV channel that the Opry folks are putting together. And so, yeah, there can be some crossover still.
Oh, well, great, man. That's encouraging then.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was... a thing of the past, but then maybe so not then.
And well, you know, everything cycles around anyway. Music and there is nothing new under the sun. Again, another principle out of the Bible,
yes.
And that's true. So
right.
Just stay tuned, because that suit you wore 30 years ago, it'll be back in style next year probably.
Well, John, you've been referred to as the common man a lot, the rose-colored glasses man, and you've been through Louisiana quite a bit, I know, because...
I have, yeah,
yes.
And I love coming there. I spend a lot of time in Louisiana, and... you know, when I was in basic training at good old Fort Polk years ago, I said, I hope I never see the state again. But that was under a different circumstance back in 1968, I guess it was. And so I don't feel that way anymore. I love coming
yes.
there, and I love the people.
Now, your faith runs deep, and the reason I know this is because around the age of 9, you grew up in church. I mean, let's just be honest. You grew up in church, and although you... this is going to be an odd question maybe for you, and I'm sure it's one you might not get asked a bunch. You probably got asked it a couple of times, but there might have been a time where you were in Nashville earlier on where the church community maybe didn't think that was too popular for you to be doing what you were doing and still have faith with that. Is that correct?
Oh, there's always been criticism. When, of course, in the old days, here's another, you know, nothing is new, but it was standard practice for country acts to close every show or include in every show at least one gospel song.
Right.
And in all their shows. We do that now, and a lot of people do, so it comes back around. But there was a time when, you know, people abandoned that and, you know, didn't include it. But, I mean, you know, there is no separation of church and state and church and job and church and everything else as far as I'm concerned. Faith is the most important thing that we can follow. And, you know, we're supposed to spread the gospel. So I do that. And, if you know, there may be some folks who don't particularly care for that at a show. But, I mean, we don't beat them over the head with it.
Right.
We don't hide it. I'll put it that
right.
way, you know. What? And it makes a difference. People can respond to that.
It does. And one thing I've learned about going back and forth to Nashville, because I've been lucky enough to be backstage at the Opry a few times, and, I just missed you. You were walking out before I could catch you at one of the shows. I was back there. But there's a Christian community up there. There really is.
Oh, yeah.
Between the artists.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there are prayer groups within some of the people that are members of the Opry and so forth that meet regularly, and there are a whole lot of people of faith and who proudly proclaim it as they go around. And so I mean here's the deal. I mean my next new project is going to be another gospel CD, and I'll probably do some more country one of these days, but the thing that's on my heart and mind these days more than ever is spreading the gospel.
Amen.
Because I believe the kind of trouble that our world is in, it's our only hope to turn it around. And there's so many, the devil is fighting us on a lot of fronts.
Yes,
and it's up to us, to we Christians and people of faith in the Judeo-Christian world, to stand up against that. And so I want to be a part of that.
Amen. John, I want you to know I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you calling in. I've always been a fan of yours, and
thank you.
Even when I was in the club, I was trying to sing your songs. Never as good as you, but we all as barroom musicians tried it and did it. And you have such a unique voice. one thing some folks might not know, and this is before I let you go, although rose-colored glasses, that was your first big number one, correct?
First, it was the first national hit.
Yeah. My favorite song, actually, because of the guitar kickoff, was Backside of 30. I bet some folks don't even realize that that one was released before Rose-Colored Glasses.
Yeah, it was. It was the very first release we ever did. It didn't make it nationally, but of course, you know, after we had success with Rose and Lady Lay Down, then we re-released Backside of 30, and that time everybody played it and everybody got to hear it, and it was a number one record. And
yes,
we didn't change anything.
Nope.
It's just luck and timing. That's the way that the world works sometimes. And so, you know, it didn't get wasted and lost in the shuffle. It still surfaced to become a hit record.
I just wanted to leave that little bit of tidbit information for our country music fan listeners that love John Conley as well. But John, I want you to know this, man. When you come through Jennings, or if you ever coming through, you have a place to stop here and share the gospel with our listeners without getting accosted for anything, brother, because we believe in what you do. And
oh, thank you.
We don't believe in legalism or religion, man. We just believe
in
Jesus.
Amen, brother.
And that's what
you're
doing and sharing. And I know you got to go, man, but tell the folks you're going to be in the area here for 2 days close by, so let the folks know where you're at so they can come see you.
Well, we are going to be there. You may have more information in front of you than I do, but let me just look at my good old computer screen. We're going to be in Alexandria on the 23rd. At the Coughlin Performing Arts Center. I think it's 6 o'clock is the showtime, and we hope everybody comes see us.
Yes, sir. And you're also going to be in Youngsville at Route 92.
I will. That, in fact, that's the first show for us of 2020.
Is this really?
Weekend, this weekend will be our first trip out since last summer, so we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I didn't know that was the first one, man. How cool is that? So,
yeah,
all you folks, man, you get to see John for the first time in 2020 if you go out to Route 92 in Youngsville. My daughter.
Come on out and see if I remember the lyrics.
John, I got one more thing before you go, man. I got to tell you this, and I wasn't going to say anything, but then I think now that I will, man. You do not sound your age, dude. I'm like, you sound so much younger than you are. It's amazing.
Well,
it's really amazing.
You know, I have to stop and think. I'm 73, and but I don't think that way, and I don't feel that way most of the time. I have to stop and realize sometimes that I am that old. But I'm still going strong, you know, and blessed, just totally blessed. That's all.
Yes, sir, you are. John, once again, man, be safe out on the road. And again, you have a place here anytime you want to stop in, call in. You are welcome here. Brother, we love you. We're going to pray for you while you're out on the road, man. And thank you again for calling in and talking to us.
My pleasure. Great talk to you, and hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. That is John Conley, folks. You heard it right here on the morning show. HLE Radio, here he is, a little bread and water. Two for Tuesday.